baby, wanna let you know. Anybody? No?
I'm a lady. I do lady things. I too am also a lady. Although I'm only 15. Brought the fame to and sing the fame to.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
60 quid. For what?
For those three catchphrases.
It's money well spent, I think.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, that, you know... I mean, this, obviously...
Dust. Anybody?
60 quid. Mm. That's £20, rather. And then...
I'm a lady!
That's 20 quid. This is a short one.
Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
But I like
it's still worth 20 quid, though.
Yeah. 2 weeks today, we will do our last show in the studio for a while before we go off to the Red Nose Rally.
Scary, isn't it? How quick that's come around.
Very scary.
I can't wait.
Which means I've got, you know, 3 stone to lose in a fortnight.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Before we're driving around Scotland in the Knight Rider car, the Dukes of Hazzard General Lee, the Starsky Dutch car, and the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Eating pasties all week.
Will is organising this. He does know that with the DeLorean, you can't park it like in a multi-storey because you won't be able to get out of the car.
Because the doors are...
Yeah.
They're, I think, what are they called? Gull wing doors?
Something like that.
Something like that. They go upwards, not out.
Yeah. Anyway, what is back this morning. Hey, I know you love it. I know you really do. We went to see Will Young. God, stop saying that.
Will Smith.
Will Smith's new movie. I saw Will Young's, but that's private. So Will Smith's new movie yesterday, because he's on the show next week. We'll talk about that later. Last night I played badminton. And I feel a bit rough today. I tell you, there's a lot to discuss this morning. Plus, Dave and I may be actually properly doing an advert. Details coming up, it's 3 minutes to seven.
Don't wanna be an American idiot.
Oh, it's been a green day at Radio 1. Morning. Pips are meant to go over this bit of music here, but for some reason I was 5 seconds out of my timing. I don't know why. Anyway, thank you, Jimone. Good morning. We're all here. Tom Craft Loading is coming up. The brilliant Kaiser Chiefs record. Oh, my God. And Gwen Stefani's Rich Girl, as in If I Were a Rich Girl, even though she's a millionaire. Which is a bit bizarre. We'll play after news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
It's the final day for fox hunting.
And Newcastle season is on the line.
Almost every hunt in England and Wales is expected. And expect some cloud and some drizzle. It's now exactly 4 minutes past seven.
Can I just say, that Dave there, just going, was him testing the mic.
Normally, what happens in the studio is that we have...
it's working.
We have a mic for you, we have two mics over there for Dom and Carrie, and we have another stand-up one, which I use. And unfortunately, this morning, that mic had been taken away, so that was me testing the new one that we just brought in. And it does work, which is good.
So, Rachel, you got an email from someone saying, sorry, the microphone's broken, and so you just had to make do today without... And we're not trained engineers at all, but I went, why don't you just get a microphone out of another studio and plug it in? And we've done it, and it works.
I know, we should be proud of ourselves this morning.
So who the hell sent that email? Why didn't they just do that in the first place?
Do you want an internal memo?
If you want, yeah. You all right there, Dave?
Yeah, hang on.
I'll get the tune wrong, you always do.
I don't, I've got it right now.
Yeah, okay.
Was it red, light, blue, green?
Mm.
No. That's it. Please, in future...
Who's it to?
Technical support.
Say that, you got to say the...
Attention, technical support. Please, in future, when there are mic problems, inform us before we go on air. Thank you.
Perfect. In the Sun newspaper today, in the Victoria Newton's Bazaar column, is a story about the Crazy Frog remix. And she says, please don't buy it because it's the worst single ever made.
Does it completely not credit you or Wes or anyone to do with
no,
Radio 1?
Credits Wes. And Daryl, who've made it. Doesn't say we've been playing it for, like, a week and a half or anything like that. Do you know, I do like Victoria, but sometimes she's just not on the ball as she used to be. But if she tuned into the show more often, she'd, you know, she'd know we've been playing it. I think, though, everybody's got to go and buy it. I really do. I just love the fact that Wes, who used to do the chart and doesn't anymore, could then be number one in the chart. Check in, Jonathan, go, and it's number one, it's Wes, and here he is on the phone. Hello, Wes. And Wes will be there going,
yes?
What do you want?
Didn't you a few years ago try to get that South Park Chef Salty Balls song released?
I did.
That was you, wasn't it?
Got it to number one.
Right. So your CV of singles released so far is Chef Salty Balls, Mysterious Girl, and that Crazy Frog song.
No, the Crazy Frog isn't... I don't... See, what, did we get that released? I don't know.
No, but you're kind of... You know, the drive is to get it to number one, isn't it?
So far, actually, everything that you or we have campaigned to get to number one...
Has got to number one, yeah. So what do you say to that, Dominic? Put that in your pipe and, indeed, smoke it.
Mm-hmm. We're the hit makers, Dom.
You are the hit makers.
With a capital S.
Hit makers. Oh, I see.
You know how Pete Waterman used to have his hit factory?
Yeah.
We've got our similar factory. Last night I played badminton.
How'd you get on? Because you were worried
all
about...
All the things you taught me just kind of went out the window a bit.
Really?
But we're playing doubles, and I find that quite hard. It's easier one-on-one.
I told you, it's all to do with your positioning, though. You know? Your shape.
I was trying to do it. I was standing side-on,
mm-hmm.
and then moving, taking my time,
mm-hmm.
and then bringing my racket back and missing the shuttlecock completely.
Leave yourself space. You can step into the shot.
Well, I can't do that with playing with somebody else. How I came away last night with my nose still attached to my face, I've no idea.
Wasn't your mate quite competitive as well, you say?
He turned up, luckily, like 45 minutes late. But then when he got there, yeah, he took it quite seriously. You know, we're having a nice little tap around. He's trying to break your speed record. National Radio 1. Good fun, though, and today I feel great.
Not stiff.
Well, yeah, I've got a crick in my neck and I've got a kind of sore arm and stiff legs and stuff. Come together all over the world, from the hood to Japan, Harajuku. 8 minutes past seven. Soon to be 9 minutes past seven. This is Gwen Stefani. Come together all over the world. And Eve. BBC Radio 1, good morning. How you doing? You alright? That's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go! Tom Craft and Loneliness at Radio 1, it's quarter past seven.
Morning. Morning.
Hello.
You look knackered today.
Your eyes
today.
Look like holes in the snow.
I know. I was out for dinner last night. I never got in until about 11:30.
What did you have?
What did I have?
Yeah.
For dinner.
Yeah.
Bangers and mash.
Nice.
Went to the pub.
Which one?
The one up the top of the hill. You know the one that's nice in the summer with the city out table? Yes, right. That one, yeah. I know
with my mum. Outside, did you?
No, we didn't sit outside.
How is your mum? She's
very good, yeah.
Is she visiting?
Yeah, she was here last night with my Uncle Dave and Auntie Carol and all that.
Oh, I haven't seen Uncle Dave. Do you know, when I got my digital camera, right, when I thought it was quite cool to have a digital camera, it was only like a couple of years ago, but still, I took a load of photos, and some of the first photos I ever took were at your wedding, and I loaded them into my computer, and then suddenly realised that I didn't know what to do with them then, because my computer's so old. Like, I could load them in all right, but I can't burn them off onto CD or anything like that. I can't print them off. So through an amazing bit of modern-day technology, because what you do is you plug your camera into your computer and you just download it from the memory stick and then off you go. So I delete the memory stick. So they're on the computer, so I could look at them. You know, I haven't used this computer since I got my new one for ages. Mm. So the other day I thought, I'm going to throw my computer away, chuck it all away. I'll take a few things off that I need, but I don't really need anything. And I thought, well, hang on a second, I'm no computer genius, but if I plug the camera back in again with an empty stick, can I put the photos then from the computer back onto the stick? Anyway, it worked. So, the other day, I went to tell you this actually, the other day, I got all the photos from your wedding.
Mm.
And I was looking at, and one of the first pictures that pops up is your Uncle Dave. With a big grin on his face and a drink in his hand.
Looking mischievous.
Yeah, he does. He yeah. looks. Is he all right, Uncle
He's
Dave?
He's very good, yeah. He sends his regards.
Bless him. We should go out with him one day.
Mm.
Can I go out for a drink with your Uncle
yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
You can come as well.
That'd be nice, yeah.
And your mum?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was in a very trendy bar in London on Saturday night that your mum's been to.
Has she?
Yeah.
What, with me?
Definitely with your sister. It's the bar which your mate owns.
What, my mate or your mate your or mate. Our mate?
Your mate.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And it's just this kind of loud thumping club.
Hmm.
Got a bar, rather. You know, and I'm like, this is where your mum hung out one night.
It is.
Early hours of the morning.
Yeah, dancing and cavorting she was.
Anyway, sorry about that. That's just a bit of an on-air catch-up. Mm. Bad Days family.
What else has been going on with you? Anything? Anything all right?
Yeah, I like the fact we see each other every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you know, all right, yeah. Bad,
yeah. Yeah.
How's your boiler?
The boiler's great. Although, the flat is so hot now.
That's good.
It is good, but...
You turn your temperature...
It's your thermostat,
down.
Isn't it?
Well, I've now got the controls on the each radiator, so I can have one radiator on, one radiator cold, one radiator hot. But the only thing is, I sort of switched a few of them off the other day to try and give a bit more heat into another radiator, and I forgot. So half my flat was freezing, and the other half was like 1,000 degrees.
Have you got this flash thermostat, which is remote control, haven't you? Digital one.
Yeah, I've got a wireless thermostat. And the idea is that you can walk around with it, changing the temperature of your house. But why the hell would you want to do that?
Something to do.
Do you know what I mean?
So if you sat in your garden, you could, like, wham the heating up to 25 if you want.
Yeah.
Without actually being in the house.
Yeah.
Talking of radiators, have either of you two got a bleeding key? Because I need one.
Yeah, I've got one, I think.
I've got you bring
some
bleeding.
Yeah, I'll lend it you.
Some bleeding keys in my bleeding pocket, look.
Oh. Hey.
What you need... Now, sorry, now, what you need is a power flush. That's what you need, my love.
I'll rent my flat. I'm not doing that.
No, power flush. Get the landlord to pay for power flush. Say that your radiators, right, are a bit clogged up and you don't think they've been flushed for a while and get yourself a power flush. It just flushes all the rubbish out and then you start, it's great. I really am getting too old.
Mm. Cutting edge youth broadcasting.
I was meant to be going out tonight. On a bit of a summit beer meeting, which I'll talk about in a couple of weeks' time. It's been cancelled. The person I was meant to be going out for a drink with has been cancelled. But I will. This story will resurface again, so don't worry. So, Thursday night, for the last week, has been booked in as pub night with yourself and somebody else and a couple of other people. But it's cancelled now.
I'm pleased about that, you know.
However, I might just then swap the people around and still go to the pub. So, I don't know if you have anybody fancies a couple of pints tonight.
I'm going to give it a miss, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rach?
I'm going to stay in tonight.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anybody else? 08700 100 100 or text me 81199. Thanks very much. We'll just go to my local, right? Nothing special. Just a few jars. I'll kind of meet about seven.
Mm.
It depends what time you finish work, really, or whatever. But 81199 if you fancy going for a jar tonight. That'd be great, thanks.
Plus also, if you've got a radiator key as well for
Rachel. Bring that along for Rachel, yeah. For her bleeding radiators. 7:21, this is the brilliant Kaiser Chiefs.
Time on your side will never end. The most beautiful thing you can ever spend. But you work in a shirt.
I love that. Kaiser Chiefs and Oh My God. Oh my God, isn't it like the Kaiser Chiefs, man? They're well wicked. Sorry, just going all Omgi for a moment. I'm telling you, people have started using Omgi now.
Have they?
Yeah.
That's yours copyright, though, isn't it?
I'm telling you. Oh my God, isn't it? You know those people who talk like that?
Mm.
Doesn't matter where they're from, what race, colour or creed, they just have that generic, oh my God, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, it's safe, man. Where are you from? Oxford.
Right, right.
Yeah, man, like, next to the university and thing. Oh, my God, innit? It's like, be well big. I just asked people if they fancy going for a beer tonight. Sorry, Chris, I can't make it tonight. I'm working, says a woman. I'll go to the pub with you. I'm in Scotland, so I'll set off now. I'll text you later to find out the full address. See you tonight. Jamie, near Inverness, just getting in the car. Dan says, no, Tar, Chris, I'm working all day and all night. Thanks. George says, I'm staying in a hotel near Bluewater. You travel over, I'll buy the beer. Lisa from Birmingham says, it's a date. Thanks, Chris, pick me up at 8. See, a lot... People either want me to pick them up, or they want me to travel to them. There seems to be no give and take here.
And that's no good, because you're not driving, are you?
No. Any more?
There's just a lot of people staying in, to be honest with you, tonight.
All right, great.
You know, people that would have come out with you, but quite fancy a night in front of the telly.
Set up a poll with everybody's team names, please. You know, I thought it would have been a nice thing. Somebody said, I'll turn up for a beer, and I'll also bring a radiator key for Rachel and details about a power flush. So he's bang on, perfect.
And
what the hell was that?
Sorry, how's my Glockenspiel?
I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, Kaiser Chiefs, oh my God, it's 7:26. Scott Mills on later.
Up to Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Today from 4, he's back. The celebrity call is Alan Partridge.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Scott Mills from 4.
Oh, yes. Scott Mills with his big pearly white teeth.
He's not used to them yet, though, is he?
He told me how much it cost for him to get his teeth whitened.
More than his holiday.
I might tell you after this. Seriously, outrageous.
I am unwritten.
Natasha Bedingfield on Radio 1. Rach, are we all right for this then? Right. So nobody wants to go to the pub with me, that's fine. So here's the text option now for the next half hour or so, or hour or whatever. Who on the team would you prefer to go for a drink with? Chris, Dave, Rachel, Allard, Joss, Kerry or Dom? Text the name only of your favourite person on the team that you'd like to go for a beer with to 81199. How are we spelling Joss? J-O-S-S?
J-O-C.
J-O-C for Jocelyn. So, Jock, J-O-C. So if you'd like to go for a beer with Jocelyn, it's J-O-C. Carrie is C-A-R-R-I-E. Dom is D-O-M. Dave, Rachel, Allard, which is A-L-E-D. Or Chris, who would you like to go for a drink with on the team? And whoever wins will go for a drink with 5 listeners. And I'll pay for a round. 81199 is the text number. 81199. I'll give you the first bit of voting results after we get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
Radio 1. Easy.
And the main story this morning is the mass turnout of 7:34.
Right, so I'm asking you who you'd like to go for a beer with after I just invited pretty much everybody who listens to the show out for a beer with me. The majority of people either wanted picking up or I had to go to them. Right? It's just pure lazy.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio.
We've just had over 3,000 text messages during the news of sport. This is the Breakfast Show poll now. Who would you like to go for a drink with out of everybody who works on the show? Right? In last place, who is it, Kerry?
Allard?
No. In last place... Who is it, Carrie?
Oh, me?
No, it's Dominic.
Is it? That's nasty.
You're last.
Well,
no one loves you. If you'd like to go for a beer with Dominic, text the word Dom to 81199. That's D-O-M. You can write the whole word Dominic, but we take it from the first three letters. So it's up to you. Dominic, 81199. You currently have 5.8% of the votes.
That's rubbish. I'd have to get a babysitter, though, so it's probably not a bad thing.
Then, who's next? Who's second to last? Who, after Dominic, would you really not want to go for a drink with?
Joss.
Dominic, have a guess. What?
Joss.
No, Dave, it's you.
Is it?
Yes.
It's
very close
voting.
With Allard.
How close with Allard?
It's like 12 votes in it.
Well, Allard's above me.
Allard is above you.
How embarrassing.
If you'd like to go for a beer with Dave, text Dave to 81199. If you want to go for a beer with Allard, text Allard to 81199. Allard is A-L-E-D. Then it's Jocelyn. He's like 14% of the votes. It's very, very tight between myself and Kerry. You are 0.3% just above me. unbelievably. And Rachel, with 20% of the votes, is currently leading.
That's astonishing.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Are you imagining going for a drink with you and listening to your whiny voice all evening?
Yeah. How much on Bongo can you drink in one night?
How rude, Dave.
You know.
So, if you want to go for a drink with Rachel, text Rachel, just the word Rachel, to 81199. If you want to go with Carrie, text Carrie, Dominic, Alan, Jocelyn is J-O. Just put J-O-C for Jocelyn. And myself. So it's Alan, Carrie, Dominic, Jocelyn, Rachel, Dave, or Chris. That's me. Hello.
Dave is D-A-V-E, by the way.
Yeah. All right.
D-O-M.
Yeah, thanks. And send it to 81199. All right, now, since I said this... Oh, see, now they're flooding in, Dom.
Better believe it.
See, people are now feeling sorry for you. We've had an extra 1,000 since we started this link.
Fantastic.
Right? You are... Alan is now in last place. There's been a surge of Dom One Road Travel fans.
A lot of Dom love in the house.
Dave is catching up on Jocelyn. And then it's still myself, then Carrie, and then Rachel, flying out of the lead with 21% of
the votes. Why Rachel?
Because they think she might be a fun night out. How wrong they are.
That's not true.
Sitting there swigging Chardonnay and eating mini cheddars. Are you just talking rubbish?
It's an evening with White Wine Wendy.
I don't drink Chardonnay.
You're doing somebody else's buy-in.
No, you gulp it.
No, I don't.
Are you disappointed that you're not up there, Dominic?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you've gone down to last place again.
Am I?
Yeah, Alan's overtaken you. Right, choose your favourite member of the team and just write their name and send it to 81199 for Just Switch Radio. And I'm asking, who do you want to go for a drink with the team? And I'm going to do this. Whoever wins, we're going to set it up one night, right? So currently it's you. However, if you'd like to go for a drink with Dom or Carrie or Josh, that's J-O-C for Josh, Alad, A-L-E-D, Dave, Chris, Rachel, text the name of that person, send it to 81199. 81199. Dominic, you are now gone into... Well, Alad's now bottom.
I'll just say, I don't want to swing the vote at all, but I do a very good trick with beer mats.
There you go.
Don't want to say any more.
If that swung it for you, text Dom to 81199.
Is that the same trick where you did in Newcastle once and resulted in pouring a whole bottle of beer all down Dave Pearce's crotch?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Just before he was about to DJ.
So currently, Alad's bottom. Thank you. Right, the text number is 81199. Just the name of the person you want to go for a beer with. We'll update you in 2 records time.
We're back on in the morning, the best thing on the station. To entertain the whole UK, we'll have world domination. We've had a go with Johnny Vaughan, his ego's black and blue. So Rogan's next, we'll kick his ass and kill Radio 2.
Don't forget, I know a really good trick as well, and I'm lovely.
The Chris Moyle Show.
And I'll get the first round in. Deal.
National Radio 1.
20 to 8. Pink and Get the Party Started at Radio 1. If you're still going to be listening to the show in about half an hour and you want to be on What to What, you can call now if you want. 08700 100 100. It's the game show that splits our audience down the middle. Though they like it over here, though they don't like it and hate it over there. But I don't care anyway. 08700 100 100. Call now, we'll do it about 10 past 8, quarter past 8.
Some like it, some hate it, don't they?
Yeah. I think more people love it, really. You know, they pretend to not like it.
Well, you find that, though, because the people that are more likely to text in and email in are those that don't like it. People that do like it are often less willing to show their appreciation.
Yeah. So,
I was going to say, by the way, you know who we missed off the who do you want to go for a drink with list?
Ferg.
Uncle Ferg. Who would be my vote, actually, because A, he gets the ale in, and B, he'll book you a cab home as well.
We could add him to the list, can we? Or not?
Nah, let's
not. No? Let's just take it for granted. Ferg will just be there anyway. I'm asking you who you'd like to go for a drink with on the team. All you got to do is text the name of the person to 81199. Alad is currently in last place. Dominic... Oh, no, it's just changed. Dominic is now in last place. Alad has two more votes than Dom. And then it's Jocelyn. And then it's Dave. Then it's Carrie. And then it's me. But out in the lead by a mile is Drunk Umbongo Rachel, who has 26% of the votes now.
Thank you for everybody who voted for me.
Of a quarter.
Very nice.
Of the votes.
Very funny.
And Rachel said if she hadn't been in the lead, she'd have thought it was a good idea for the winner to actually go out with a couple of listeners to a pub. I'm thinking about this, right? The first ever event at Wembley Stadium, right, could be a pint with Rachel. We bill it as a pint with Rachel. Everybody queues up outside and you get a pint and then everyone stands at Wembley Stadium and you come out on stage and you go, no, not a pint of wine, you crazy alcoholic. And then you come out and go, hello, everybody, I'm Rachel, thank you for coming. Cheers! And everyone goes, cheers! And you all drink your drink, right, over like 20 minutes. Don't rush it, don't down it. And then you go, thanks for coming, bye-bye! And then we go.
Yeah, sounds great.
I mean, if we can't wait for that long, we all fly to Madrid and do it at the Bernabeu. You know?
Why don't we do it for comic relief?
What? A pint with Rachel for comic relief?
Yeah. I'm sure we've raised millions.
Certainly hundreds.
You're just jealous, Dave.
Eh?
You're just jealous.
I'm just flabbergasted that anyone would vote you top.
Can I just say, by the way, because Dominic's feeling a little bit done by that he's currently last, but if Dominic gets six more text messages saying the word Dom to 81199, he'll be third from bottom. He'll be Alad and Jocelyn. It's that close. So text Dom to 81199. Go for a beer with the newsman with no hair. And you can ask him fascinating questions like, so how do you keep your head clean? Do you wash it with soap or you know, shower gel or something? How does that work?
You can also ask him about the forthcoming elections.
Yep.
Or
his views on the Michael Jackson court case.
The situation in Iraq. All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Ask him what his favourite U2 song is. You know? If he was James Bond for a day, what would he use first? A really fast car?
Or a hat?
Or the X-ray specs, which means you can see ladies' bits under their clothes. For me, it's a no-brainer. I drive around in the car with the X-ray specs on. Yeah, get yourself stuck in traffic, jobs are good.
3D booby vision.
I believe that's what they call it in the next Bond movie, Dave. Right then, 007, 3D booby vision. This is how it works. Thank you very much, man from Faulty Towers. Okay. Slight problem now, right? I just asked people to text in with Dom. I was hoping he might get five votes. He's just got 850. Right, which has changed the voting now completely. Dominic is now in second place. He's gone from worst to second. Right, that's not fair. Right, stop doing that now. We had the McFly record to play. Which version do you want to hear?
Well, we played the I was going to say parody then. That'd be the wrong word. Tribute yesterday and the day before.
We didn't play it yesterday.
Perhaps we should play the original.
So I might be able to do a mixture if I can start them both at the same time. You ready? Right, so what do you want first? Do you want the parody or the original?
Parody.
What?
Parody.
I love the view of miming to me in front of a microphone. Parody. Right, parody first and then the original. Thank you.
He don't use shampoo. He don't use shampoo, baby. He don't use shampoo. He don't use shampoo.
This is just for you, Baldy.
Yesterday you went out shopping for something new. Because you ain't got no hair, you don't use shampoo. Maybe you could get a wig or a hat to wear. Said it gets quite cold up there, you don't use shampoo. And I will polish kiss your head, baby, if you ask me to. But if you were to grow hair on your slap head, don't know what I'd do. So stand up tall and say three words like I am bald. 'Cause that forehead just don't stop. You don't use shampoo. Me too,
but if you deny me
hair on your slap head,
don't know what I'd do.
So stand up tall and say three words like I am bald.
Dancing on the kitchen tiles,
and you ain't got much on top.
So I told you with your smile.
It's all about you.
It's all about
it's
you.
It's about you.
Don't you shampoo, baby.
It's all about
it's
you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, baby.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Doesn't use shampoo, and it's all about you. Perfectly mixed, eh, I thought.
It's difficult to know where
live
one finished and the other started, I think.
Do you know, comparing and contrasting, I'm quite pleased with that.
I told you, I think your voice is better up there. I think it's the right octave for you.
It's too hard to sing up there, though. It's high, that.
Mm.
I mean, the flyer, all right, the balls haven't dropped.
Yeah.
It's hard for a man like myself, you know, a proper manly man.
Yeah, if you were prepubescent, it'd be better for you, wouldn't it?
You know, I mean, granted, I'm only 24, but it's hard, for, you know, for me to go, it's... Anyway. Dominic is now in the lead, and the voting for who you'd like to go for a drink with. Of course, we can change all that with one easy link, Dom, so don't get too cocky. Right. Bearing in mind, you did say this about people from the Norwich area.
I hate that accent, don't you?
What accent?
The Norwich accent.
Oh, brilliant.
Hello, Norfolk.
I can say that. I was born there.
So there you go. He did say that. So if you don't, if you are from the Norwich area, just text the name of anybody else on the show and upset Dom. But that means, though, that Dom would have to go for a drink with some of our listeners.
Are you paying?
I said I'll get the first round in.
Fair enough.
I mean, not for everyone, for who text in. That would be ridiculous. Right, what's T-What? 08700 100 100. We're going to do it about 10 past 8. If you want to play on the air with us, 08700 100 100. We'll do what's T-What? 10 past 8.
Let's go!
Top of the Pops.
That's how we do the game featuring our good mate Fiddy Send, of course. And God bless you, Mr. Fiddy. Right, what's to what coming up? If you want to be on, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. We'll play Jennifer Lopez and The Killers in a minute. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
Punks turn out for the last time before they're banned.
And the pressure's on Newcastle.
Radio 1.
Almost every hunt in England and Northern Ireland this morning. Elsewhere, you can expect some cloud and some drizzle. Just gone 4 minutes past eight.
Where are they then, slaphead?
You're on your presents?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Dominic apparently has presents for us all.
Yeah. This comes from the head of news, Rod McKenzie, who's having a clear out of the Newsbeat office.
I dread to think what the hell that could be then.
You'll actually like them. You'll genuinely like them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pass them to you. You hold them in your hands, close your eyes, and at the same time both open your eyes, thus revealing the joy which you feel.
Go on then.
You ready?
Right. Yeah. So we all have to close our eyes
close
now.
Close your eyes now.
All of us.
No, just you and Dave.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
Mine are closed.
Sorry. My eyes.
I have it in my hand.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dave.
Chris, you now have yours in your hand.
Okay.
Okay. Now
I know. Without opening my eyes.
Yeah.
I know it's a DVD.
Yeah,
Dave,
correct,
what do
correct.
You think?
DVD. Yeah.
Or
facts.
It could be an Xbox game or generic game.
I think it's a DVD.
This is how much the people in news.
Yes.
Love yous.
When do we open our eyes?
In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Now.
Wow!
Whee!
See, I knew you'd be happy with that.
What have you got, Dave?
I have an Everton season review 2003-2004.
Wow, I have a DVD, the 12 greatest Leeds goals ever.
That's right.
No, sorry, 100 greatest Leeds goals ever.
There you go.
This will be fascinating, charting our progress of narrowly avoiding relegation and finishing 17th.
Those two items have been clogging up the Newsbeat floor for, you know, the past year or so, so we thought it's time for a bit of a spring clean. Let's get rid of the, you know, the stuff that's good that other people appreciate, and you can have it.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Perhaps this will feature our one away win last season.
It wasn't the best season, actually, for you, is it?
Well, thank you very much.
This has got the top 100 Leeds United goals, you know, by such stars as Eddie Gray, Alan Clark, Lee Chapman, Gary Speed, Alan Smith, and Tony Yeboah, of course.
He was a great player for you, Tony Yeboah.
Fantastic goal in 1995 as a volley,
one? The Liverpool one or the Wimbledon one?
Against Liverpool.
Yeah,
but
Liverpool one.
But the Wimbledon one, I think, was better. The one where he juggles it on his knees twice and then volleys it into the top right-hand corner.
Yeah.
Great goal.
And you can enjoy them time after time.
If you want, you can come round to my house and watch that goal against Liverpool again and again and again, Dominic.
I don't want to do that in any way.
It's up to you. I don't mind. Nope. You're more than welcome.
Nope.
No? All right, fair enough. Misery guts.
Thank you for our prezzies, though, Dom.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
Yeah, thanks to Rod, really.
Rod, really?
No, not
Rod.
Is
that really his name?
He's not really
Rod, called
Rod really?
Really?
It's a good MC name.
MC Rod Really. Yeah, that's why you don't book MC acts, isn't it?
I tell you what has got on here.
What?
Of course. The 4-0 thumping of Leeds United.
Yeah, let's not talk about football all morning, shall we? You know.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Children growing, women, the Jews and men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
Somebody just emailed me, texting something rather to me, and I just want to say thanks for that. It's really, really irritating. And it's a game for Comet Relief. It's one of the official Comet Relief games. And I'm just trying to find... Oh, Paul, thank you very much for texting in, Paul. Hello, Chris, we launched the official Comet Relief game today. Please tell everyone to play. And it's a little racetrack with... the Comet Relief red noses, and he had to drag it around the racetrack without smashing into the sides. And it's extremely addictive.
That sounds good.
And it's www.speedyrelief.com.
Speedy Relief.
Speedy Relief.
Right.
Oh, I really do hope it is associated.
I hope that is that
relief.
Website and it not is. Something different.
My global ranking is 572. I did it in 20 seconds, 20.14 seconds. So there you go.
That's quite good.
That's what you got to beat, my friend. Right?
Mm,
right. And now it's time for our great quiz. And joining us this morning on Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Gary Davis.
Hello.
Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Rachel Jones.
Hello.
And here's your host of What Did You Want? Chris Boyle. Hello, fans of the quiz. It's time for What Did You Want? Really is a great, great show. I know a lot of people don't like it, but it is good. Let's meet our contestants. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What's your surname?
Walkdine.
God, I bet you're desperate to get married. And where are you from?
I'm from Bowness.
Bowness, of course. That's very nice. That's Scotland.
Yes.
What do you do?
I work in sales.
All right, lovely. Is that exciting or not?
It's very exciting, yes.
And who would you like to take out for a drink on this show?
I would like to take out Alid.
All right.
Why?
He just sounds very lovely and nice.
Do you do a lot of work for charity?
Not really.
Right, okay. Are you a married lady?
I am not a married lady. I am waiting for my man to ask me.
Are you Welsh?
No.
I'm not a married lady. You just sounded very Welsh there.
I'm not Welsh.
No, it's not a laughing matter, love. You know, there are many Welsh people in the world. Anyway, good luck. You're playing against Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Where are you from?
I'm from Newquay in Cornwall.
Oh, are you a surfer dude?
I am a surfer, perhaps not a dude.
Right, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Right, so more of a surfing old man.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Dominic would say that was young, of course, but with him being in his 40s.
32, of course.
Right. And what do you do, Paul?
I work with autistic people.
All right, lovely, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, lovely. Let's move on then, shall we? You know the rules of the game, don't you? That's good. Great. We'll go around and choose celebrities and it'll be great. Right. I'm going to toss a coin. I don't actually have a coin, so I'm going to flick my lighter up into the air and see what side it lands up. Right, Laurie, you're going first.
Thank you.
Right, let's play What Did You Watch? All right, eyes down, look in, Laura. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, nice and easy. Radio and DJ Scott Mills wears so much fake tan that he's almost invisible in the dark. In fact, the only way you can see him is by his big, bright what or watch. Applause there for no reason.
I like the question.
Scott, do you want to hear it again?
Yep.
Scott Mills is currently, by the way, only the other day had his teeth whitened. Wears so much fake tan that he's almost invisible in the dark. In fact, the only way you can see him is by his bright what or what's. No, not yet. Just going to check our celebrities have an answer. Rachel?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
Dominic?
Yes.
All right, Laura, here we go. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills wears so much tan, fake tan, that he's almost invisible in the dark. In fact, the only way you can see him is by his bright...
Teeth.
Oh, okay, right. Well, let's go around the room then and see what people come up with. Dominic, what have you got?
I had white teeth.
White teeth, lovely. Brilliant. Dave, what have you got?
Teeth.
Carrie, what have you got?
Teeth.
Oh. And Rachel?
Teeth.
Oh, it's 4 out of 4. You're going to be pleased with that then, haven't you, Laura, my darling?
Paul's going to have a hard time beating that.
Well, he might do. I might give him an extra person to play. He might have 5 smart arts. All right, hang on there. Right, Paul, so
Hi. You've
got to get all 4 to be in a chance of going through to the final round. Don't think it's going to happen because I've only written 3 questions today. But, you know, nonetheless, we'll go through the motions anyway, shall
okay.
we? All right, very good luck to you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, here is your question. Carrie, our sport princess, loves Chelsea. In fact, she's so impressed with the players that she's just called her new dog What or What's? No, just have a think.
Okay.
Give us an answer yet.
Can we have that again, please?
Certainly, of course you can, Rachel.
Thank you, Chris.
Carrie, our lovely sport princess, loves Chelsea. In fact, she's so impressed with the players that she just called her dog, her new dog, What or What's? It's a new dog. See? Not an old dog. It's a new dog, you know? Like, sort of like a new dog. Right, so I don't really know why you're struggling for an answer, because you won't go through anyway. So, are you, everybody ready?
Oh, yes.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dom?
Yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
All right, good luck, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Carry on, sports print. What?
Not being a great football fan, all I can come up with.
Wait for me to do the question, you stupid div.
Sorry, Chris.
Carry our sport princess, loves Chelsea. In fact, she's so impressed with the players that she just called her new dog...
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Right,
she's so impressed with the players. She's called her dog after the name of the club. Dominic, what have you got?
I put Mourinho.
Oh! Which means there is no point carrying on because they got one wrong. You're not going to get 4. We have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye, bye-bye. Yeah, bye, whatever. Which means, Laura, congratulations. Well done. You are through to our big final. Come on, let's play the Super What bit. All right, so you could be winning a great prize today. Sadly, the man who tells you what the prize is away due to complaints that it might be slightly racist and xenophobic. So we're not going to have that this week, and we're going to work on something for next week, which is slightly less offensive. I don't know why. Right, here's what you could win, Laura. You could win a night out with Radio 1's news team, Dominic and Carrie. That's a night out at any top Tenpin bowling place in Northampton.
Hi, Laura. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Laura.
Hiya.
Right, so what you're going to do is choose one of the celebrities to play with. We'll give you a question. You need to match the word that they've written down. You only get one to play with. Who would you like to choose?
I'll choose Dom, please.
Dominic. All right, cool. Yeah.
Best of luck,
choose
then.
Dom.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck for you for this great night out, Tenpin Bowling, mm-hmm. in Northampton with Dominic and Carrie, if she can be bothered to turn up. Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. Crackers pop star Daniel Bedingfield is crazy. In fact, he's so bonkers that recently, at a fancy dress party, he went dressed as a what's all what's. Just have a little think. Don't worry. I'm sure that whatever you think of, Dominic will have written that down. I'm sure it will happen. Don't you worry for a great night out. Okay, have you written something down, Dominic?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's good. I dread to think what it is. All right, keep it nice and clean and not very offensive. Are you ready now, my darling?
Yes.
All right. Crackers pop star Daniel Bedingfield is crazy. In fact, he's so bonkers that recently at a fancy dress party, please don't say anything bad, he went dressed as a...
clown.
Lady.
Dressed as a lady. What have you got, Dom?
Sorry, I spoke over you. I've got lady.
Oh! Well done, congratulations. You've won a night out, Tenpin Bowling in Northampton.
Yay!
Okay,
great.
It may be subject to change. It might not be Northampton, and it might not indeed be bowling. There's also contractual problems with it, Dominic and Carrie turning up. But don't worry, love. I'm sure you'll have a cracking night wherever you go anyway.
I sure will.
All right, has anybody wanted to say hello to before we cut you off?
I'll say hello to...
Brilliant. Thanks for calling, and thank you for watching, everybody, on tonight's What Itty What. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
What Itty What.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
What Itty What.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What Itty What.
Bye.
Radio 1 invites you to London's wedding.
Big finish, big finish.
The thing is, the finish is much like the rest of the song. They only use one bit of the chorus.
Can I just ask, has anybody got a really thumping bass stereo in their car? But that's actually just a little bit too much for... Mm. The bass on that is unbelievable. I like the intro on it. Sunset Strippers.
Do me a favour.
And Falling Stars. Featuring Waiting for a Star to Fall by Boy Meets Girl, which got to number 8 in 1988. And the theme tune to the 1990 film, Dave. Steve Guttenberg. Ted Danson.
Oh, Three Men and a Baby. Or Three Men and a Little
Three
Lady.
Three Men and a Little Lady was the answer.
Oh, I love that.
It was Steve Guttenberg, Ted Danson, and who, Rachel?
I can't remember.
One of the finest actors ever to walk the earth.
Oh, the guy with the moustache.
That's right. The guy, with the moustache. He was in Magnum.
Yeah.
He was...
I can't remember.
Brilliant.
Or Ridiculous Girl.
What's his name?
Tom Selleck.
That's it.
What a ridiculous girl statement. He was in Friends. He starred as Magnum P.I., probably his most famous work, and he did one little minor cameo in Friends, and that's what you remember.
You're going to rant up to the vocal?
I can if you want.
No, just rant up to the drums. Brilliant.
I can't think of anything else to say now.
It's 3 minutes to 8:30. Yes, Dominic?
I've just done it in 10.99. What's World ranking 342.
No way. No way.
Yes way.
Right, I'll whoop you.
This could be the very...
Oh, well done, Rachel. What's your ranking, Rach?
725.
725. We found a brand new website, which is called speedyrelief.com. And it's a comic relief game. Yes, Carrie?
They had one at Christmas and it had Santa going around like that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's red noses and you need to drag it around the racetrack without smashing into the sides. My best time is 15.5 seconds. Rachel, 16 seconds. Dominic, apparently you've just done 10 seconds.
10.99, I did.
Okay. Speedyrelief.com, I warn you now, it's very irritating. Excuse me. I'm sorry, are you two having a little whispering conversation with the microphone switched on in front of you?
No.
Would you like to be quiet while you finish your chat?
Carrie's accusing me of cheating. And I did not cheat.
Carrie? What?
Tom's
12.97.
Okay, great. What's your ranking?
521.
No way!
Yeah. Look.
That's rubbish. Right, it's speedyrelief.com, but you had to give some money to Comet Relief because I said so. If you don't mind doing that, that'd be nice. Thanks very much. I tell you, seriously, don't do it at work. You will get nothing done. You end up throwing your screen out the window. Right, Missy Elliott coming up next, and a bit of you too, Dominic.
Thank you.
Just for you, it's just gone 8:31.
And the main story this morning is the huge number of... It's exactly 8:35.
What was your time, Dominic, on this silly game?
Unbeatable, I thought. 10.99.
I'm 11.98. Rachel?
9.194.
And what's your ranking?
261.
Don't get in a car with Rachel.
Ever.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to talk you around the track. Okay? This is speedyrelief.com. It's an official Comet Relief game, right? Speedyrelief.com. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk you through the track. You start at the beginning, 3, 2, 1, go. Then you got a bit of a straight, and then a curve, and a curve round to the right. Then you go up, and round to your left, right, sharp left again. Round a little down to the bottom, through a nice bit of a chicane there, right? All the way a little bit further up, Dominic. Can you see this?
Yeah.
All the way around to the top, and then down. Oh,
that's, I was going to say, that's where you want to be careful when you come back down again.
I just crashed there. It's really addictive and extremely irritating. But yeah, my global ranking is 614. Thank you. Dave, you wouldn't be any good at that at all, would you?
Why?
Because you don't have the patience for it.
I can't be bothered with stuff like that.
Rach, what have we just got?
That was rubbish.
All right.
It wasn't rubbish. It beats us by about 5 seconds, Rach.
Anyway, have a look at the website and donate. No, do you know what? Save your money for Comet Relief for our Comet Relief Red Nose Rally coming soon on Radio 1.
Then it makes us look better, you see?
Yeah. Do you want to know about the Red Nose Rally?
Yes, please.
The Christmas Red Nose Rally on Radio 1. Red Nose Rally on Radio 1.
Hopefully we'll be driving a little bit slower than Rachel is speeding around that track on the website.
2 weeks tomorrow, we start.
Yes.
Friday the 4th of March is when it all begins. We run until Friday the 11th of March, which is Red Nose Day.
We will go from John O'Groats to Land's End, many places in between. We'd like to give away prizes, please. By filling our truck of luck. If you think you can help us, please email red.nose@bbc.co.uk. That's red.nose@bbc.co.uk. Or if you want more information, you can leave a message as well on the phone number 08700 100 100. Please go to option 3. 08700 100 100. We want to know what you'll do. What will you pay for us to do for you? All right. And are you a nice company, big or small, that can give us something for us to give in our big text prize giveaway in the truck of luck? Red.nose@bbc.co.uk or 08700 100 100. And don't forget to press option 3.
The Christmas Red Nose Rally on Radio 1. The Christmas Red Nose Rally on Radio 1.
U2, sometimes you can't make it on your own. Who's got their U2 tickets? A friend of mine. Do you remember we did a U2 amnesty for my mate Ed?
Yes.
And we got sent nothing. Right? Mm. So my mate Ed is a massive, massive U2 fan. Adores, loves, proper loves U2. And I went around to his house one day, and I knew he was a U2 fan, and you walked in, there's a U2 poster as soon as you walk in his house. There's a couple of framed pictures in the house. There's the U2 calendar. There's DVDs and CDs. There's clippings out of the paper that he's cut out. He's obsessed. He loves U2. And he's got tickets for 3 of the gigs. a pair of tickets for three of the gigs coming up.
Which are when? Are they June?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, says Rachel. And Dominic is a massive U2 fan as well. So maybe we get, you know, you two together and you can really nerd each other out. Oh, what's your favourite B-side? Well, are you talking B-side vinyl or extra tracks on CD singles? And, anyway, what, Rachel?
8.2.
For God's sake. Do you know what, though, Rach? You've got to play on this because I've set up the team.
Okay.
All right, okay. Rachel is playing speedyrelief.com.
No, I'm not. I'm working.
It's a comic relief game. Rachel and I would like to give this public service announcement to anybody thinking about logging on speedyrelief.com and playing the comic relief game.
Make sure you have regular screen breaks and exercise your wrist, because I now have a very achy wrist.
There you go.
You've got RSI, haven't you?
I don't know, but it's aching a bit.
Hey, shake it about.
Make sure you're
shaking. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
I am.
Yeah.
That's serious, actually.
Yeah, apparently so. So anyway, so there you go. Check out this website. It's extremely addictive and very irritating. But have a go and see if you can do... See, we've got a league going now on my computer. Chris Moyles, Rachel Jones, Dominic Byrne and Carrie Davis. And because Rachel's been playing on a separate computer, she's actually not in the rating. So if I just go around here, as I talk, I will be in the lead because I'll be the first person to play it.
Yeah, but then I'll beat you.
Yes, I'm going around very slowly. Describe the game to those people who haven't seen it, Rach.
Well, it's kind of like a little loop, like a little kind of Grand Prix circuit, and you take the red nose round the circuit. Red noses, as quickly as you can, and when you get to the end, you'll get your ranking.
Okay, earlier on, right, before I said the name of it on the air, because I got an email from a guy, was it Peter, did he say his name was?
Paul.
Paul, he said, we just launched the official game, or one of the official games of Comic Relief, have a look. So that's good. And I did it in 23.25 seconds. My global ranking was 624. I've just done it now, 23.8 seconds, 3,058. So that means a lot of people are logging on and playing. But do take regular breaks because...
Shake your wrist.
Seriously, boys, you don't want to damage your right wrist, you know?
Mm. How would you write?
How would you write? How would you... Pick up your beer. Just be careful. Well, be your left hand, I suppose. But just be careful. Thank you. I'm helping, Dave. I'm helping. SpeedyRelief.com. Log on and get no work done today.
Radio 1.
Chris Moyles.
From 7.
So we were talking about footballers listening enough. Stephen Crew says, I've just managed to get around the track in 6.97 seconds. Have a global ranking of 58. Beat that, Rachel.
I was running 7.91.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Have a look on the thing, yeah.
And you're... Oh, hang on. Did you log into your thing?
Yeah, I'm in the league. I'm in the lead in the league.
Rubbish. I think there's a chance we might crash the site today.
It really does hurt your wrist, though.
That's why you've got to take regular breaks. I do.
Is that good or bad for them if we crash their site?
Well, not great, because they have to get it back up. I just tried to log you on as a friend in the Chris Moyles Show league table. In the Chris Moyles Show, that's the team in the league, because you can start a league, right? So we got our league. And I've added you to it, and it says sending, as they say in America, data. But, it's currently just saying that. And
it's been doing that for about 5 minutes, though, hasn't
it? I think we may have crashed it, yes. But I'm sorry about that. And the Red Nose Rally starts fortnight tomorrow. 2 weeks tomorrow we start live from... We're live in Inverness, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we're live in Inverness, and then we start the rally in John O'Groats.
Yeah, so after the show, we fly, I believe...
To John O'Groats.
To John O'Groats.
And then we drive back to Inverness.
Yeah, and then
that's the way it works.
And then we drive all the way down to Land's End.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way back to Television Centre to get to Comic Relief on the Comic Relief night, about 11-ish, I think we get there. 11 o'clock on the Friday night, so it should be good. And hopefully we will have brilliant, brilliant prizes to give away. We'll go out on the air, we'll tell you what the prizes are for that day, we'll read out a question with A, B or C answers, text in the right answer to a certain number, and it'll be money from that will go to Comet Relief.
We want cool prizes from you companies of the world, and you could be part of the greatest ever John O'Groats to Land's End rally for Comet Relief that's ever been done.
Thanks, Dave.
It's all right.
Red bbc.no, so bbc.co.uk, if you would email with the name of your company, who you are and what prize you can give us, or call 08700 100 100 and press option 3. Thank you. It's 5 to 9 at Radio 1.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? Don't let me out, no.
You don't often hear that in a rap record. I'm locked up. Where's my lawyer? Mm.
I want my one phone call.
It wasn't me, Gov. I didn't do nothing. Is it Akon, Rachel?
Mm.
Yeah. Akon and Locked Up at Radio 1.
Akon?
Yeah.
Akon.
I kind of like that.
It's all right, isn't it?
What's he locked up for?
I don't know.
You were locked up for urinating against a kebab shop wall, weren't you?
Yeah, I got off with official caution, though.
You shouldn't have done it inside the shop. You should have at least gone outside, though, Dave. Right, Tedious Link, how do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday? Tedious Link, the Spice Girls and Stop.
Stop is the opposite of Go. Go was a 1991 hit for Moby. Moby Dick was the name of a very famous whale. The plural of whale is Wales. Wales is where Allard is from. From Russia with Love is a famous James Bond film starring Sean Connery. Sean Connery is the father of Jason Connery, who used to play Robin Hood. Robin Hood is associated with Nottingham, as is Jermaine Pennant. Jermaine Pennant is currently on loan at Birmingham City. Birmingham City play their home matches at St Andrews. St Andrews Day is a special day in Scotland. Scotland is the birthplace of Ian McGaskill. Ian McGaskill shares much of his name with Ian McShane, who played the actor Lovejoy. Lovejoy, first named Tim, presents Soccer AM and is a big fan of Chelsea. Chelsea's away kit is white. White is the colour of peace, and when you think of peace and white flags and all that kind of stuff, you also think of doves, which links us to this morning's fantastic Tedious Link track. It is Doves Caught by the River.
You just had to look down to see to read the title of the song.
So I've forgotten which
you
one
choose
we,
it.
I've forgotten which one we're doing.
Well, you don't choose, of course, Dave.
Where the link goes, nobody knows.
Right, let's get a bit of Doves on, thank you. Doves and Caught by the River. Seamless link, Dave?
Almost.
What's your problem?
Well, there is some thought that perhaps Chelsea's away kit is black and not white. However, I do think that they have a white kit. Well, they certainly had one last season, I think.
Carrie will tell you.
Carrie? Carrie, please?
They did have a white kit last season.
Have they got a white kit still? Is their third kit white?
Their third kit is white. It used to be their old away kit, but now it's the third kit. The new away kit is black with silver bits.
Sorry, my apologies. They did have a white away kit, and they've still got a white kit, so technically I'm
right. Hang on, but right, yes or no, do Chelsea have a white away...
They do still have a white
away
kit, but it's not their official away kit.
Would they use it... they'd use it, though, on away games, wouldn't they?
Yes.
So they do have a white strip, which is for away games.
They do have a white strip. They can use it. It's their third strip, so they can use it whenever they like, really.
Then you have that.
Brilliant.
Carrie, by the way, is 2 seconds faster than me on speedyrelief.com.
I thank you.
Right, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave is now going to say,
let's get ready to
come in, he's not very happy.
Good morning.
What's wrong with you?
It's not fair.
Misery
I'm
guts.
Bottom.
What?
I don't need the bottom.
Alan's bottom.
It's not fair.
Bringing up the rear.
Thing is, you see, this show is very male-dominated, our listeners, and I think they all fancy Rachel.
Hey,
which is why
do you
she's
think?
Out there, yeah. Which means that they don't really want to go for a pint with me because I don't drink pints, so that's why I think I'm bottom.
All right, let me explain to those of you who just switched on or you didn't hear. We did this really early on this morning. I said I'm going to go to the pub tonight, and if anybody fancied a pint, come with me. And we got a lot of text messages saying, sorry, Chris, I'm busy. Oh, yeah, all right, but I'm going to my local. You have to come over here. I was quite upset. So we said, right, let's do a poll. Who on this show would you like to go for a pint with or a drink with? Text the name of that person to 81199. That's all you got to do. So your choices are Allard, spelled A-L-E-D, Carrie, Chris, Dave, Dom, Jocelyn, which is J-O-C, and Rachel. 81199, text the name. You are currently last, Alan.
See, I don't get that.
No, do you know what? Joss is last. Jocelyn, I'm sorry you're last. If you want to change that, just text the word Joss. Just put J-O-C. Computer will pick it up from there.
Or if you want A-L-E-D.
Yeah. Or Chris, C-H-R-I-S. Imagine how much fun it would be going out for a beer with me. Oh, like so much fun it would hurt. So text the word Chris to 81199 and put me in the lead. Thanks very much. Dominic was last and I said all he needs is 5 more texts and he won't be bottom anymore. He got like 900, so he's only went second. So that's not fair. So we'll open the voting again. Rachel was just in the lead. Dominic was just behind, and Jocelyn was bottom. I can now reveal that bottom of the pile is now Dave.
Hey.
Well done, Dave. You're the least popular member of the team for a night out. How do you feel?
I'm not bothered, really.
Right, okay.
I want to stay in tonight anyway.
Yeah, but if you were in the lead, you would be bothered.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't let it affect me, Rachel.
Text the name if the person you'd like to go for a drink with to 81199. Just the name, nothing else.
When is the night out, by the way?
We're going to talk about this at the 10:05 meeting.
I'm not here at that one today.
You are?
No, I'm not.
You're not, actually.
Do you know what?
I'm tearing that meeting.
In fact, Rachel, that's fine. You go. Don't
no.
worry.
No,
no,
no. Decision.
Leave it to us. That's fine.
Remember.
Trust me, Rachel.
I'm in charge.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We'll text
I'm
you.
In charge!
We'll text you where you've got to be and who you're meeting.
Dave, you have 2 more votes than Jocelyn, which means Jocelyn is currently last.
Brilliant.
In the lead is Rachel, and then Dom, and then... Get in, me. So I'm the third most popular team member to go for a pint with. After Dominic, which I can't believe, you want to hang out in the pub with that slaphead. And bongo-loving Rachel.
I like other drinks as well.
A vote for me is a vote for a pint. The Great British Pint. None of this namby-pamby cocktail rubbish. None of this wine and soda. A pint for Chris is a pint.
A vote for Chris is a pint for courage or something.
A pint for Chris is a
pint of courage.
Is a vote for beer.
What? Do you know, the problem with going out with Alan is the fact that when you go to the bar to get some drinks is that you have to order stuff like Archer's and Lemonade or Woo Woo's.
Nothing
and all the other
that.
Slightly
in fact,
namby-pamby drinks that you like.
The thing is, I actually do like beer, but when you go to the bar, it's much funnier to ask you to get an Archer's.
Well, this is why, Alan, that I don't order drinks for you.
You know when he comes out with... I've been out for Alan, a pint with Alan before, and you go, what do you fancy? He goes, I'll pint of Worthies, please, mate. Or, actually, do Tetley's? Yeah, I'll pint of Rough. You know, that's fine. Mm. When he's out with you, I go, what do you want, Alan? He goes, I'll have a pint of, I might have a Guinness. Oh, no, yeah, Dave's pint, isn't he? Dave, can I have a woo-woo? Woo-woo, please, Dave, woo! Yes, a woo-woo. He does it to you on purpose.
And you are not. I mean, do you remember we went to that pub near where you live? Do you remember? And we were there one night and there was a whole gang of us and Alad wanted an Archer's and Lemonade or a woo-woo song. I just stopped getting for you in the end because it's embarrassing.
Grumpy today,
hey?
You are.
Do you know what? I'm tired today, Rachel.
You should have seen him when he walked in this morning.
Really? Like souls in the snow.
I did feel sorry for you.
Text the name of the person you'd like to go for a drink with to 81199. Just the name of that person. You can vote as many times as you like. We've had 12,000 text messages so far, which is rubbish. I want that double by the end of the show. If I want it double by 9:30, get your phone out, text the name of the person who works in the show you'd like to go for a drink with. It's either Chris, Dave, Rachel, Dominic, Carrie, Joss, which is J-O-C, or Alad, which is A-L-E-D. But I personally choose me because I'm great on a night out. Remember that night I got drunk in Portugal? How fun was I?
You had to get taken home at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, by security. But how fun was I? Was it Alad?
I wasn't there that night.
Right, but how fun was I, Rach?
I wasn't there, either.
Dave, how much fun was I, Dave?
Well, I vaguely remember.
Dave, tell everybody how much fun I am.
Enormously
God's
fun.
God's sake.
Yeah.
I'm the life and soul of the party. I'm always in a good mood.
That was the night that you were chatting up those lads from Mansfield, wasn't it?
I wouldn't say chatting up, Dave, no.
I go back to Portugal.
Well, I'll have a word with the FA, see if they move the World Cup for you.
You don't dance, though, do you?
Let's be honest, though. It's the World Cup. Where would you rather go? Germany or the Algarve? Well, it's the no-brainer,
the
isn't
Algarve.
It?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
No, but having said that,
no offence, German people.
We'll do Germany as well, though.
I mean, I'm up for going out there for a couple of weeks as well, defo.
Right, 81199 is the text number. Vote for your favourite member of the team that you'd like to go for a drink with. Just their name, 81199. And I could do with a few extra votes, please, because I don't like being behind Dominic. No offence, Dominic.
Am I still bottom, by the way?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. I'm only 400 text messages behind Dominic. Can it happen?
D-O-M is so easy to type in as well.
No, yeah, C-H-R-I-S.
D-U-L-E-D.
D-A-V-E.
I'm not bothered, though.
Are you ready, Rachel? Scissor Sisters coming up in a second. Meanwhile, Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. And guess what? I found another Best of E17 CD. Woo! That away today as well.
What's your number again?
08700 100 100.
Beautiful. Wow, that's a brilliant record, isn't it? Mm. It's so different to everything else you seem to hear at the moment.
I like them.
That's rubbish. Yeah, I want to laugh.
I think it's quite nice.
It's exciting and new.
Yeah, it's fresh, fresh, exciting. That's what it is, Dave.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Fresh, exciting, and new.
It's fresh, exciting,
and new.
And
new.
And new.
New.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah, okay. Favourite letter of the alphabet?
C.
Lovely, that's great. It's 20 past nine. Right. So, who would you like to go for a drink with on the show? It's getting very interesting.
This could happen, by the way. You could actually win the chance of going out with one of the members of the team.
Carrie is now in last place. Then Jocelyn. Then Dave. Then Allard. Then Dominic. Then me. Then Rachel. I am 150 text messages behind you, Rachel.
You're welcome to win.
You don't want to win, do you?
No.
Right, text Rachel to 81199. That's the word Rachel to 81199. And you got to go out for a drink with a few listeners who want to go for a drink with you. Right, we're doing on bongo shots. Here we go. You be the hippo, right, and I'll be the... Whatever the lyrics are, I've forgotten.
You know they sent me a letter?
Saying?
I could be the face.
Oh, I think that's pretty... They could turn you into an animal. You could be like, Rachel the raccoon.
By the way, talking of things to do. Mm. Did Subway ever get back to you about opening their store in Stourbridge?
Well, I turned it down, didn't I? Yeah.
They didn't offer it to you.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah.
I was gonna ring up as Dave Vitti Management and seal the deal for you.
What, very busy.
And give all the money to Comet Relief.
I could have done that, yeah.
Including your percentage.
I take 35%.
35?
Yeah.
35%?
Yeah.
Do you not think is he your manager, Rachel?
We haven't had negotiations yet.
Do you not think that's a little bit extreme, Dave Vitti Management, to take 35% of
you
what...
You pay for quality, and when you think DVM, you think quality.
You're not having 35%, Dave.
Hey, Rachel, you're better off having 75%, 65% of something rather than 100% of nothing.
Actually, but she is better off with 75% of something rather than 65%
of something.
65%, I mean. Actually, let's face it, if Dave's my manager, he's working out the percentages, I'll probably end up with more anyway.
Shut up, I've got my own accounts department.
It's 35% to Dave, and it's 75%. To you, Rachel.
No.
Anyway, so there you go. Will Smith is on the show on Monday, talking about his brand new film, which is called Hitch. If you would like to go and see the premiere, there are three, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah. This is the London premiere. We will give away tickets tomorrow, so if you're a Will Smith fan, tomorrow you can be winning tickets to go to the premiere in London of his brand new movie, Hitch. Thank you. Do you like that?
It's nice, yeah. Nice promotion.
9:22. This is Usher at Radio 1.
You know how we do this. If you get the Papa Apologist. I'm the kind of brother.
Many people want to know why you can't vote for Fergus, Uncle Ferg, our executive producer, for going out for a drink with, but obviously he'll just be there anyway.
I think he should. As we said before, the great thing about going out with Ferg is that he gets the ale in and he gets your cab home.
That's right. Just... Don't worry, love. I'll just say that you're on work experience. That'll be fine. No one will question it. If anybody asks, by the way, you live in Edinburgh, right? That's why your taxi was so much. 9:26, Joe Wiley's here at 10 o'clock this morning. Colin and Edith from 1. Will Edith tell her big secret on the air? Find out later on this afternoon. Every step takes... What time have you done speedy relief in, Dominic?
6.98.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
And what's your ranking?
157 in the Ooh. Entire world.
Paul in Burnley, 7.3. He's 290.
Unlucky, Paul.
Do you know what I know mine, by the way? I can't get faster than 12.3 seconds now. And my global ranking, because more and more people are logging onto the website, I'm just getting further and further down. when I played this morning, before anybody had heard of this website, my ranking was 664. I'm now 5,509. SpeedyRelief.com. Please play the game and then donate some money to Comet Relief. Thank you. That was Idlewild.
Great record.
Love Steals Us from Loneliness. It comes out on Monday. Coming up, Destiny's Child. Don't worry, it's not the boring new one. And Stereophonics, the brilliant new one. Coming up in a second, we'll do a car park catchphrase as well, but let's get some news and sports. It's just gone 9:30.
It's the final day for fox hunting.
And critical days ahead for Newcastle.
Hunts across England and Wales are expected. And the best of the weather in southwest England and Northern Ireland this morning. Elsewhere, you can expect some cloud and some drizzle.
Oh, yay!
Is the sound of drizzle.
Yeah, I've just got a new time.
What'd you get?
13 seconds.
That's rubbish. Matter of fact, motoring Thursday is back. It's the M5 in Somerset. Resurfacing work between junction 24 and 23 at Bridgewater. There will be delays. That's it. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. Just gone 9:34.
Who fancies coming out for a beer tonight? Dave?
No.
Dominic?
No.
Carrie?
No.
Allard?
No.
Thank God for that. Show, Radio. Rachel's gone, by the way. She's got a court appearance at 10:15, shoplifting. So she's not here for the rest of the show. She's going to go to court.
She speaks only to confirm her name
That's
and address.
Right. Yeah.
She looked comfortable throughout.
Could I just say, Your Honour, that I didn't steal the umbongo. I merely forgot to pay for it. Bless her. So producing the next half hour of the show, or the last 25 minutes, is Allard.
Hello.
Lord, help me, please. It's all right, because Uncle Ferg, the exec, is here.
Hello, love.
Right, we've got Stereophonics and Destiny's Child now. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. That's Usher, for goodness sake. Do it again, please. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. That's better. Kelly, can you... Keeping my head down this afternoon.
Why?
Apparently there's something in the Metro today about me saying something about Edith. And
you did. You're horrible.
Nasty again.
I say no, not nasty. I don't say I'm nasty.
You were horrible.
I wasn't horrible.
You were.
I wasn't.
To be fair, you were.
What did I say that was horrible?
You said.
Right, Dave's going to repeat it now. Metro, put this in tomorrow.
Do you know, I'm going to offer no further comment.
Can I just say that's the only bad thing about libel. And making outrageous comments.
I mean, the only bad thing about libel.
Oh no, there's obviously the money side.
The hurt. But, the damage.
But how many times on the TV and radio do you hear, oh, so-and-so's been asked to apologise about remarks they made? If you missed the remarks, you don't know what they said. You know, they should be able to at least tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Snooze, you lose.
Anyway.
The best defence to libel, of course, is fact.
Which I would argue in a court of law.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to go to court, that one, is it?
No, it's not really, because the judge will say, his honourship... He'll say...
His ownership.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time. This is not a court case. Look at her. She looks better with a bit of slap on, for God's sake.
See, now people know what you said.
Right.
for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
Natasha, you were clapping when everybody else had stopped, Natasha.
I'm sorry, but I'm really cute and girly. And I'm wearing yellow.
Nice. Anyway, right, so it's time for Car Park, which is Spanish, the Car Park Catchphrase.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Very good. I've been playing this speedyrelief.com Comic Relief Red Nose Day game, and I'm currently ranked about 6,000 in the world.
That's very funny, Chris.
Yeah, and Dominic is, what's your ranking?
Hi, Roy. I'm,
good morning.
Hi, I'm 157 in the world.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I do too. You should have a go. Just click on and enjoy.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
Dave loves
if you
it.
Say so.
Yeah, Dave is here as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hiya, Roy. You all right?
Good morning. Yep. I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, good morning. Yep.
And Alad is here as well.
Good morning. Leaving?
What?
Is Alad leaving?
Is Alad leaving? No.
I'm not going, Roy. When's Alad I'm leaving? I'm not going.
He's not. Apparently, he's producing the last bit of the show today.
So. That's very funny, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Let's meet our callers.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Hull and I'm from Edinburgh.
Hey! Your name is Hull?
Holly.
Holly. Oh, yeah. Right, okay. And you're from Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Roy?
I have a friend who lives there.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah, he's got a friend. You might
really?
You might know them.
Who is it?
Dave.
Dave? Oh, I know Dave. Apart from
okay.
Irish.
No.
No. Oh, then I don't know that day. Sorry, boy.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. What do you do, Holly?
I'm training to be a sports therapist.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what the hell is that laugh? I was just about to say you sound cute until you went...
I am cute. What are you talking about?
How tall are you, Holly?
5'6" and a half.
5'6", so 5'6".
Mm-hmm. And a half.
Yep, 5'5". And what colour hair have you got?
It's a mixture of blonde and dark brown.
Right, what colour eyes have you got?
Blue.
Blue. How much do you weigh?
Don't know.
Yeah, 18 stone.
Oh, how rude.
How rude.
How rude.
How rude.
I've been listening going on your detox diet.
Didn't get a word of that at all, it was just noise. What was that?
I've been going on the detox diet that you're doing.
Are you still doing it?
Yep.
What are you doing? What have you given up?
not a lot.
Right, okay. So how's the detox going then?
It was going all right till Valentine's Day and then I just went out and got drunk. So.
Right, okay. But have you been drinking since?
No.
Well, that's all right. You're allowed a night off every so often.
Seeing as I'm a student, I'm doing pretty well.
Right. And what do you want to do? Do you want to lose weight or do you just want to generally feel fitter?
Feel fitter.
Right. She wants to lose weight. She's a porky, you can tell. She's got a massive belly on her.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's got loads of things hidden in the rolls of her fat.
Yeah, that must be it. They've like, been following.
Like counties and juggernauts.
Mm. Yeah. Badges.
What are you driving, Holly?
I'm driving a silver Polo.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
And let's hear the horn then.
Let's see your horn. Oh.
It's a horn of plenty.
Oh, it's a horn of plenty. I'd have said, actually.
It's a nice horn.
It's a nice horn. Right, hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Sarah and I'm from Peterborough.
Hey!
Peterborough!
Is that your real voice?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. What do you think, Roy?
She sounds lovely.
She sounds bonkers. Right. What do you do, Sarah?
Me and Becky are training to be teachers in Norwich.
Right.
Who's Becky?
My friend. He's with me.
Right, okay. So you want to be teachers?
Hello!
Hello! Oh, God. Roy?
She's getting on my nerves.
Right, okay. And how's the studying going to be a teacher? How's the training going?
Oh, it's okay at the moment
because
we're on half term.
Right, okay. Imagine her teaching you.
Mm.
I can, mind you, suggest a few lessons, you little minx. What are you driving, Sarah?
We're driving a Ford Fiesta.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
See your horn? Is that it?
Yes.
Right.
That horn is rubbish.
Rubbish.
Oh, leave that horn alone.
Don't you worry, love, I will. Right, are you ready there, Sarah?
Yeah, we're ready.
Holly, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, here we go. Eyes down, looking. Look out for looking. It's only 15p with a poster of New Kids on the Block. Don't laugh. So you're too young.
There's helium in that car, isn't there?
Yep.
The two irritating girls. Right, Mr. Fish is away on a camping weekend in the Brecon Beacons with American actress Sybil Shepherd. Mr. Fish thought that Sybil might be a bit of a pain, but, to be fair, she's been lovely and in quite a delightful mood. I tell you what, Holly.
What?
Mr. Fish thinks that her good mood is all to do with the weather.
Ah, it's nice and sunny up here.
What?
It's nice and sunny up here, so he must be up here.
I couldn't give a crap, love. Shut up and play the game, cloth ears. Mr. Fish thinks that her good mood is all to do with the weather and the fact that every night the sky's been a beautiful red colour. Do you know what, Sarah? Oh, hang on.
Red sky.
No, no. Will you wait until I come to you for the answers, you thick hoes? Good God! And you're going to be teaching kids?
Love is
what a bunch of chavs will be roaming around in 15 years' time, all educated by you numpties.
Yay!
Sarah, what do you think the answer is?
Red Sky at Night, Shepherd's Delight.
You're right! Yay! Well done, Sarah.
Thank you.
God help the parents of any child who's going to be taught by Miss Bertram. Let's be honest, she'll be a miss. She's not going to get married. Holly, you need to get this one right. Stay in the game, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go.
You're both
okay.
Back in play.
Yeah.
Here's another car park catchphrase. Yeah,
try not talking over every clip that we have to play, all right? Seriously, who put these callers through? Who found these? Jocelyn, you're fired.
Yeah, Jocelyn. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, God's sake, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like being the only man in a hen night. Right, here we go. Mr. Fish is in Portsmouth, where he's spending the week working as a sailor. Sarah?
Yeah?
Mr. Fish is quite enjoying wearing the uniform, as he's getting a lot of attention from the ladies.
Oh, really?
And what's even better, Holly,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that it's just the nice girls that seem to love him. All the bad girls, not really interested.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So when he's dressed as a sailor... Who was that?
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
All the nice girls love a sailor.
Unbelievably.
You're a winner.
First of all, Holly.
Uh-huh.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm really sad. No, that's put a damp on my day.
Really?
Yeah. Never mind. Bye-bye, Sarah. What? Oh, thank you. Never mind.
Yeah, do you know what? Quite embarrassing, Holly, that you got beaten by that numpty in her foot, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, well.
Holly, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye, Holly.
Yeah, she sounds fit. How come the fit one didn't win?
Oh, how do you know she sounds fit?
She just does.
Oh.
You sound like you should be fit, but you're probably not.
Oh, charming.
Yeah. No, you know, no offence.
None taken, I'm sure.
I always find that works. That kind of takes it away then. Sarah, are you pretty, Sarah?
I don't know.
You got a boyfriend?
Am I pretty, Betty?
Yeah.
Very, apparently.
Yeah, she's not going to say you're ugly, though, is she?
Have you got a boyfriend, Sarah?
No, not at the moment.
Right, dog. All right, well, listen, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has your mate got a boyfriend?
Yeah, she's got a boyfriend.
Do you cry yourself to sleep at night wishing that you were her?
Yeah.
Wishing you had the life that she had and the looks that she possesses.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen, love. Ta-ra! Bye! There you go.
We'll send you a pen.
I don't think I was too harsh to them, was I?
A balanced viewpoint, I think.
Yeah, I thought so.
Ying anyway, and Yang.
What?
Ying and Yang.
No, it was Holly and Sarah.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
BBC 7, the digital radio station that loves comedy.
Have you ever seen Hamlet?
Yes.
I saw it with Alan Rickman. Who did you see it with?
My wife, Carol.
Knowing me, knowing you. Love comedy. Love BBC 7.
Goodbye. So Rachel is gone. She's got to go to court. Alan is producing. He's in charge of the last bit of the show.
Hello.
If anything brilliant were to happen, he would get a slap on the back. Equally, if something really outrageously bad was to happen, Alan would actually get the blame and could be suspended or fired.
Yeah, I could be fired.
It's time to do our brand new feature.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which
that's,
one?
That's right. Lesbian shoplifters. Here we go. Come on.
Of course, there are other forms of jobs available, and you don't have to break
it's not
anymore.
A job. It's more of a hobby, Alan.
Yeah, it's not a hobby.
It's more of an illegal activity, really.
Yeah, I don't really recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want to play, give us a call now. Don't obviously don't, because we're finished in a minute, so, you know.
But thank you for playing Kylie.
That's all right.
It's on the playlist. We're contractually obliged
to
play.
Me.
Right, you're 3.5 minutes away from Joe Wiley.
Well, things feeling a bit rough today, by the way.
Looks good,
but feeling bad. I don't believe the magic is only in the mind. I don't believe I'd love
somebody just to pass the time. Right, coming up, Alan, brand new feature, our favourite swear words. You ready?
No, not really, no. Boss has already been on the phone.
Celebrities who we think lie about their affairs.
No. Mm-hmm.
If you've been listening all morning, we did a poll to find out who you'd like to go for a drink with on the show. I can reveal the winner, with less than 100 votes more than me, Rachel.
Oh.
Which means that Rachel has to go out for a drink with one of our psychopath listeners, and that'll be a great night for all involved, apart from Rachel, of course. I was second, and last place was... Oh, well done, Carrie. Nice. Dominic, you did all right. You were third.
Oh, that's not bad.
And Dave, you're second from bottom.
I don't let it bother me.
Right, okay. Have a great day. Joe Wiley's next. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to The Joe Wiley Show. This is J-Lo, still...